July 29, 1924, how one who does the divine will forms a supportive rest for herself and for Jesus. This morning, after much hardship, my always adorable Jesus made himself seen in my interior, tired, as if he wanted to rest. And since there was a certain kind of support in me, he extended his arms to cling to that support, and placing his head upon it, he rested. And not only did he rest, but he invited me to rest with him. How comfortable I was, leaning on that support together with Jesus, to take a little rest after so many bitternesses. Afterwards, he said to me, "My daughter, do you want to know what this support is, which so much relieves us and gives us rest? It was all your acts done in my will that formed this support for me and for you, which is so strong as to be able to sustain the weight of heaven and earth, which I contain within me, and to give me rest. My will alone contains this strength and this virtue so great. The acts done in my will bind heaven and earth, and enclose in them the divine power, such as to be able to sustain a God." On hearing this, I said to him, "My love, yet, with all this support you are talking about, I fear you may leave me. What shall I do without you? And you know how miserable and good at nothing I am. So I fear that, if you leave me, your will too may depart from me." And he, "My daughter, why do you fear? This fear is your human will which would want to enter the field to take a little walk. My will excludes every fear, because it has nothing to fear. On the contrary, it is sure of itself and unshakable. Even more, you must know that as the soul decides to let herself be possessed by my will and to live in it, since my will is linked to all created things and there is nothing over which it does not have its dominion, in the same way, the soul remains linked to all created things. And as she does her acts, her daughtership of my will, her dwelling, her possession, remain inscribed on all created things with indelible characters. Take a look at the whole universe, at the heavens, at the stars, at the sun, at everything, and you will see your name, written with indelible characters, together with your daughtership of my will. So, how can it ever be possible that this eternal and divine mother may leave her dear daughter, who was born from her and raised with so much love? Therefore, banish every fear, if you do not want to displease me." And while he was saying this, I looked at the heavens, into the sun and in all the rest, and I could see my name written with the title of Little Daughter of His Will. May everything be for the glory of God and to the confusion of the poor creature that I am.